WildTalkRadio.com.
Alright, it's been a long time since I've done this, but here we go. Welcome to Monday Night Raw. Are you ready?
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
Monday Night Raw, he's here.
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
He's here, isn't he?
He's everywhere. And I can hear him now. Let him in.
And Lindsay Ward.
Yeah, well, I'm here to make something perfectly clear. The Queen is dead. And for the first time ever in Monday Night Raw history, I can rightfully say, long live the one, the only goddess of WWE.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Monday Night Raw.
Show presented as always by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. I'm Sirach, and that's Lindsay Ward.
Hey, we are 2 weeks away from WrestleMania, y'all. And this was like the pre-go home to the go home for Raw. I think this is the final live show in Tropicana Field for Raw.
Yes.
They will be pre-taping.
They're taping tomorrow. So, I think that might be the final live show in general?
No, I think SmackDown's live, isn't it? Or are they pre-taping both episodes of SmackDown?
I don't know. SmackDown may be live, but they're also going to put one in the can, so who knows? Who knows the order? Oh. Can I just say about this show, John Morrison and The Miz are awesome.
I'm just going to say this, honestly and truthfully. If Miz is not a first ballot Hall of Famer when he finally retires, then a grave injustice is done. Because I swear to God, nobody is willing, or as willing, I should say, to make themselves an idiot more than The Miz. This man has not done just one diss video. He has now done two, and he had the balls.
Three, this is a third.
Oh, this is the third one. I'm sorry. This is the third one. And he had the balls to do it to Bad Bunny. So, I mean, I have to respect the hell out of what Miz and Morrison did because it was actually pretty dope.
Hey Hey Hop Hop was actually well put together. Taking them dancing aside, the beat and everything was well done. Bad Bunny and Damian Priest weren't really big fans, and basically they came out and Damian said Bad Bunny says that he'll make Miz his bitch at WrestleMania.
Bad Bunny has a man.
Bad Bunny did have a man. But no, I thought Miz and Morrison went out there and hammed it up like they can. And I give them props for being willing participants in putting something like that together. Because some people would look like, oh, we're doing this stupid music video. It's like, no. No, no. You're out there trying to make something good.
It was well produced. It was well put together. It was well thought out. It was well executed. Like, you can't fault them for any of it because it was all just very well done. And the fact that, again, you're going at an internationally acclaimed rap artist, Grammy Award winning rap artist,
but not,
I might add.
But not MTV Video Music Award winning. They made sure to point that out.
They did make sure to point that out, but Bad Bunny is extremely talented, and music videos and music in general are his ballgame. That's his wheelhouse. So they came into his wheelhouse, and they basically slapped him around verbally in a music video. I mean, I have to respect the hell out of that. I really, really, really do. I like this a lot. I thought it was very creative. It was a good way to just piss Bad Bunny and Damian Priest off because you have Morrison and Miz doing the cowardly heel bit, so they're not going to directly challenge them or try to beat them up, partially because they're making sure that Bad Bunny is not taking any bumps before WrestleMania. And even then, it will be interesting to see how many he takes at Mania.
He's going to take more than you think.
Oh, I know he's going to take more than we think, but they're saving his in-ring stuff for Mania specifically, so that way we don't see him wrestle. I know he's been training, but they're making sure that we only get little tastes here and there of what he's capable of doing. So this was, I just like this. I enjoyed this. I thought this was very entertaining. I know some people didn't like it. That's fine, but I thought it was well done.
I enjoyed
it. Well executed.
So, all right, let's stick those pitchforks in the ground. AJ Styles deserves better. Rawr.
I'd like to point out that AJ Styles is getting paid millions upon millions of dollars to do what he did tonight.
AJ Styles deserves better. Rawr.
Did you ever, did anybody ever consider that maybe AJ doesn't want to do any more than what he's doing right now? I mean, I don't want to say that because I feel like that's a little rude, but it's like, AJ may just want to chill because what they're doing is they're having AJ get Omos over. They're making Omos with AJ. So he's trying to do his thing, and honestly, AJ Styles can do comedy. You don't get to see him do it a lot, but when he does it, it's really good.
He's great timing. So backstage, AJ and Omos get approached by Kofi and Woods, and as they're like setting up what the game is going to be tonight, you have Woods just throwing in his plugs on a big notebook tablet thing. That was great. He got in his YouTube channel, the Big East thing, all that. So they have game night in the ring.
Okay, I'd like to point out that they just top Rock in terms of being shameless shills. Anyway, continue.
They did. You can use credit card Rock $2.49. I'm trying to patch that out. Anyway, so Kofi and Wood are explaining game night to AJ and Omos. This was, they have to show that their teammates on the same page. So we were playing charades. Not charades, but charades.
Charades.
Charades. And New Day.
The high class version.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you have, they're going through it and it's like 1,000 miles by Vanessa Carlton to get it right. New Day gets right. And Styles has to do the Lion King and Omos is just straight face, does nothing. Then Woods has to draw a rocket ship for Pictionary, and then AJ had to draw the sun and Omos didn't even make a guess. Omos then was like, enough with the games. He said he would show them what he's capable of at WrestleMania, and Styles said he would show Woods what he's capable of on the spot right now, and then game night ended. And then I had to imagine AJ would lose by DQ. But sorry, point. Awesome of Woods to get a deck of Uno cards on Raw, because their big thing on the up-up-down-down channel right now is Uno with the party, which is amazing. They're a year now.
I mean, again, if Undertaker would like to play Uno with Xavier Woods on stream, I think we would all be...
We would all be happy about it. But yeah, AJ Styles deserves better. Rawr.
I'm sorry. I think this is a good use of AJ because AJ can't always be serious, right? I don't think AJ wants to be serious all the time. That's not who he is as a person. Nobody's like that. So, like, the fact that he wants, you know, that he's doing a storyline when he can cut loose and he can have fun and he can do things. Yeah, I'm sure he's enjoying it. Is it the best storyline? No. No, absolutely not. But they're using it as a way to get Omos over. They're using AJ star power in it. You're using New Day. I like this. I enjoy this. I think it's good. And it's a nice, light, easy work. Because honestly, like, here's the thing. AJ essentially wrestled Taker's retirement match last year at WrestleMania. Nothing he does will top that.
Not this year, no.
Not this year. So he's not factoring it in any of the title pictures right now because that's not where they want to go with him.
So he's got a tag title match, so that's good.
Yeah, but they're making sure that they're getting him on WrestleMania.
Yep.
And he could factor in next year. We don't know. We don't even know if he's going to be around next year. We don't know how long we have him for. So just, like, let him have fun.
AJ Styles deserves better. Rawr. Speaking of rawr. So we talked about good comedy. Now let's talk about bad comedy. Shane McMahon's comedy sucked.
Oh my god, this was so bad.
The report card segment sucked. I'm not even going to recap it. It was dumb, it was stupid, and then Braun beat Jackson Riker, and then challenged AJ, just Shane to a steel cage match at WrestleMania.
I mean, seriously, why is Shane basically saying Braun Strowman's stupid a storyline? Who came up with this, a third grader?
Yes.
Like, seriously, like... That's so just, it's just belittling and condescending even beyond what they do on a normal basis. And it's 2021. Really, we're going to assume that somebody is slow because they're a certain way, and therefore, you know, we're going to make fun of them because they're slow. Get with the times, guys. Get with the times. If you want to make fun of somebody, make fun of the guy that blocked the Suez Canal for 6 days after drawing a certain male organ in the ocean. Absolute fucking legend, though. Just saying. Mad respect. But if you're going to make fun of people, make fun of that dude. Because he blocked international shipping for 6 days.
Naomi beat Shannon Baszler on this show. Looks like they're going to be in some sort of title picture.
Can we not pick Lana up in a skirt? Thank you.
Adam Pearce was holding the contract signing for the Raw Women's Championship between Asuka and Rhea Ripley. Rhea says she's confident enough to challenge Asuka on first night. It's now common to tell her that she will beat her and take her championship at WrestleMania. Rhea signs a contract. Asuka does the same. And she said Ripley's confidence is borrowed, not earned. And Asuka was jawjacking, and Rhea got upset, dumped the table on her. Out came Nia and Shayna and Reginald, who talked about they've been dominating the division, women's division, for a year. I think 6 months.
Has it been a year?
No, they've been dominating since like SummerSlam. It's been 6 months. Or a little bit more than 6 months, but not been a year. Because Bayley and Sasha were dominating the first half of last year. Just
pointing that out.
Baszler and Nia challenge Asuka and Rhea to a match next week. Okay. Because they won the title picture, I guess. I don't know. That was a thing. So we gave the match, and there was no Charlotte. So so far so good.
Yeah. So Charlotte is probably still recovering, or they're waiting until next week to have her show up to have a big like bang type moment, or they could make it a triple threat the night of WrestleMania. It's hard to say if they're gonna do it at all. She is still, as far as we know, recovering from COVID. There is no word on her being cleared. But yeah, so we'll have to see where that goes. But I like the Rhea Ripley signing. I thought this was very good. I'm not sure why Shayna and Nia came out. You didn't need to do that, but okay.
Randy Orton's backstage and talking about facing legends like Hulk Hogan, Ric Flair, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, Kane, John Cena, and The Undertaker, and none of them compare to The Fiend. He recalls burning The Fiend alive. Orton says Fiend isn't a man, he's more than that. He says he's an abomination from hell. Orton says he knows what he's dealing with now, and he will dig down deep and make sure The Fiend is out of his life once and for all.
It's WWE, Randy. He's never out of your life once and for all.
We had Alexa Bliss. She was backstage and talking about the Jack in the Box was once called the Devil in the Box centuries ago. She said, talked about Orton burning the Fiend alive and assuming the Fiend would be gone forever, but he was just weakened and now trapped in the box. The Fiend in the box. The Fiend just needed time, and now he's salvaging the idea of standing across from Randy Orton at WrestleMania. Bliss said Randy's biggest mistake is thinking he understands what next. But here's a little hint to the Fireflies. At WrestleMania, the Legend Killer dies. She then popped the box, and we panned over to the Fiend sitting on the swing next to her.
Where we finally get a good look at him on TV. Like, we've seen him in the promo shots, but now we actually get a good look at him where he doesn't have that much special lighting on him. Mm-hmm. So you can see more of the costume. In terms of the Randy promo, I really like the Randy promo. He's doing a really good job of being aggressive, but selling it as if he's just a little bit worried and a little bit scared of what's coming. Because I think he knows what's coming for him, and it's not going to be pretty. And could the Legend Killer be killed? Could the Legend Killer finally, after all these years, meet his match and be taken down by the Fiend? We'll have to see. I loved the lore that we got in the Alexa promo. It was kind of what I was thinking, which was that the Fiend is trapped in some capacity, either in the costume or the mask, and he can't get out of it. And so he just is this for now. But it's way more than that. It's the fact that he's now connected to a box, a la somebody else that used to have an urn, and Alexa has control of the box. So the controlee, or the person that was being controlled, is now the controller, and she's controlling her former controller with the box. So she can summon the Fiend. He will do what she wants him to do. And he, based on everything we can tell, he does not have a free will. Best I can tell right now. I mean, this is the third time we've seen him, third or fourth time we've seen him. So it's hard to say if he does or he doesn't. But so far, it doesn't seem like he has any kind of free will. He just does what she wants him to do. So he is just basically a monster. That's all he is. That is being controlled by the power of this box thing, which I'm not angry about, but I just hope it doesn't go on long. You know, I don't want him to not have a voice for long. I'd like to see eventually him trying to break free of this, whatever this is, or break free of her. And that's probably the next part of the story, but we'll see.
I think it's going to go another 4 to 5 months. But it's going to, like, it's, but we're going to see stages of it develop and how it's going to advance through into SummerSlam. I think that's the next step.
Yeah, because here's the thing. Bray Wyatt still exists. You want to know how I know Bray Wyatt still exists? Because that motherfucker's out there posting on Twitter. Teasing everybody.
CM Punk.
So, we all know somewhere Bray Wyatt has access to a phone similar to back in the Swamp days, where he would be at the compound posting on Twitter because somehow he had a Wi-Fi connection out there in the middle of nowhere. But yeah, no. So I'm curious to see what they do with this, and I'm curious to see how they do the match. Just because it seems like we're building to a regular match with no stipulation yet. And if they just have to do a regular wrestling match, I'm not sure I want that. I really just kind of want them to just take each other out once and for all.
It'll probably end up being no holds barred or something.
Yeah, you have to put some kind of stipulation on it, I feel like, because it just can't be the regular match. You just can't do that, you know?
Mm. Sheamus beat Matt Riddle and has earned himself an opportunity to fight Riddle at WrestleMania.
So, I want to point out that Matt Riddle almost did a bad thing when he was talking to Asuka and he had to stop himself real quick.
Remembering that, oh yeah, we're live, pal. We're live. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He almost told a very, very, or asked Asuka a very dirty question on national television. And he was like, oh, wait, right. I'm on camera. Never mind, I can't ask that question.
Never mind. So Monday Night Raw opened with the Hurt Business. And they're out there and Lashley's talking and how he'll reward anyone who could take out Drew McIntyre with a shot at the title at WrestleMania. And then Lashley was also upset at Benjamin and Alexander for losing the Raw Tag Team titles. How it's hurting him. It's embarrassing to his image. MVP gave them an opportunity to speak. Shelton shoved MVP. Lashley dropped Cedric with a punch. Lashley laid them both put them both out. Lashley said, the Hurt Business is over as far as Benjamin and Alexander are concerned. So they go find Pierce. And they each want matches with Lashley. So tonight, Shelton gets his match. Cedric gets his next week. So we get Lashley and Shelton. Lashley would win. So there you go on that.
So the Hurt Business is now officially closed.
For at least two people.
And Lashley and MVP are going to go on their way.
And do whatever they want. So Drew McIntyre is wondering who's going to be the one attacking him. Who's going to step up and fight? He's like, he's mad. It's like, it's WrestleMania. Come on. Someone's got to step up and fight. And he walks around. He's all in the locker room. And he gets Braun. Braun is too busy. And Riddle's too busy. And everyone else is not willing to step up and fight Drew McIntyre. Except for Ricochet. He's like, I don't know. I don't even know if I can trust what Lashley is saying, but we can have a match. So Drew beats Ricochet. Mustafa Ali shows up. He tries to beat Drew McIntyre. We all know Mustafa Ali was not going to beat Drew McIntyre on this night.
But he has new pants.
He has new pants. No longer black. So McIntyre then calls out Lashley because we know, come on, yeah, you'll let anyone else know. So Lashley comes out. Lashley says, McIntyre's time's up and it's the almighty error. And McIntyre said Lashley beat his ass at the Elimination Chamber and he knows how bad he is. And McIntyre says Lashley would be the man if he didn't exist, but he does. He said Lashley is afraid of him. Lashley then goes after Drew. Drew fights back with the headbutt. King Corbin shows up and Corbin starts beating down Drew McIntyre. You know, SmackDown's King Corbin. He beats him down, lays him out with the deep six, and then Lashley comes in and puts in the Hurt Lock 3 times and leaves him laying.
I was sitting here cackling because it's like, oh my god, yes, do it. Do Bobby Lashley versus Baron Corbin at WrestleMania for the title. Please do it. Oh my god, please do it. Why, you may ask? Because I like to watch the world burn. Because so many heads would explode. And it would be great, but unfortunately, no offense to Baron Corbin or Bobby Lashley, but just everybody's like, oh my god, we're going to do Bobby and Drew, and then all of a sudden, boom, there's a Baron Corbin. And the entire match gets thrown out the window. So, yeah, Baron did not prevail. Always the bridesmaid, never the bride. And yeah, we're still on target for Bobby versus Drew at WrestleMania, but Drew's got a target on his back. It's not anything he's not used to, because, you know, he was champion for forever, so he gets it.
So Corbin posted up a picture of Lashley and Corbin and McIntyre in the ring together, arms held up together. We used to run Raw. We destroyed monsters and punished everyone. Then one guy sold out and wanted to sell t-shirts. Fight Bobby made me an offer, and I showed up.
Okay. I mean, good explanation.
Yep. So that was Raw.
It wasn't a bad show. It wasn't necessarily a great show. It gave you more backstory into some of the matches that we needed, like necessarily Bray and Randy and where they're going with that. And it more than that, it gave the more explanation on The Fiend, which for me personally, which that's all I'm really worried about. I was happy with. Like, I'm happy that we got more information about what happened to Bray, what's going on with him currently and potentially where they're going to go with it.
Yeah.
But I like the AJ stuff. I thought the AJ stuff was good. I thought the Miz and Morrison stuff was good. But the show kind of dragged a little bit, but not too bad.
It'll be interesting to see how they tape a go-home to WrestleMania next week.
And keep the spoilers quiet.
Well, it's easy to do that. I mean, sort of. If something gets out, then you know it's an employee.
Right? Like, everybody's probably got to sign, like, NDAs or some shit like that for the next 2 weeks.
Because they're taping a lot of stuff this week. Anyway, this has been the Raw Post Show. Live right here in a while. I'll talk right now. Thursday is the rack, and we get to preview NXT TakeOver as our WrestleMania coverage starts Thursday.
Woo! Alright, tune in, y'all. We are going to be talking NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver Night 1 and Night 2. We will be previewing the whole show for you in preparation to actually talk about the show next week when it airs on Thursday. So tune in, check that out. It's The Rack Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com. I think that's the only thing we're doing on the show. We might have some news depending on what's out there.
There's some news. We're going to talk some news because we got to give the intern some time to show up.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. But
we got news and notes and the NXT preview Thursday on The Rack. That sounds fun.
That does sound fun. So Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
We also reviewed a book, didn't we?
We did review a book. We reviewed several books, but the book that we reviewed that's out right now that you can go check out is the WWE Superstar Handbook by Jake Black. It's a wonderful book, so please go check it out and buy it at fine booksellers everywhere. And everybody stay tuned because in the next...
I think tomorrow, right?
I think tomorrow it drops. We are going to be talking all about Dr. Disrespect's brand new biography, so you want to check that out. Very entertaining, I just have to say. So buy that and find booksellers everywhere as well when it's out.
Tomorrow, yeah.
Tomorrow.
So you can look for that available tomorrow afternoon. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, another edition of Steve Radio, SuperLive.com, GreaterThanGreatDebate.com, WrestleTalk Radio Previews, WrestleMania, Sunday. 10 p.m. Eastern. We're back next Monday for the Raw Push, 11 p.m. Eastern. It's at Wild Talk Radio. It's Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, you're looking to your Twitch account. It's called Prime Gaming. And you can support the channel by clicking that purple rectangle button below the screen. You can also use credit card RockSock in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Because we're a hashtag Epic Partner.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Linsford, LINSWRD.
This has been the Raw Pro Show presented by MBG Films, youtube.com/MBG1211. We'll see you Thursday night for the NXT TakeOver Stand and Deliver preview. And right back here every Monday night for the Raw Pro Show, live across the airwaves of the Wild Talk Radio Network. Shoot me live right here at wildtalkradio.com and twitch.tv/WTRLive.
WildTalkRadio.com.